December 22nd, Christ is born in a manger. The Savior is born. Bible verse. So Joseph went also. He went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea. That is where Bethlehem, the town of David, was. Joseph went there because he belonged to the family line of David. He went there with Mary to be listed. Mary was engaged to him. She was expecting a baby. Luke 2, 4, and 5. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Luke 2, 11. The story. Can you count how many people are in your family? Caesar Augustus, who was in charge a long time ago, wanted to count all the people living in the Roman world. That's a lot of people. So Mary and Joseph took a trip to Bethlehem to be counted. God had already said that this was going to happen. When God's people of old were waiting for God's Savior, he told them, one day, the city of Bethlehem is going to be important. Though the city is small, out of the city will come one who will be ruler over all my people. The one I told you about in the days of Abraham, the one who will bring you all close to me. Now, they didn't have any cars or motorcycles or trains or planes. What they did have was a donkey. Since Mary's baby was big in her belly, she got to ride on the donkey. Joseph helped her by walking beside her all the way to Bethlehem. It was about 80 miles. Mary and Joseph were very tired from their travels, and so was the donkey. It was a starry night, and they wanted to find a place to rest. They found a hotel called an inn, but it was full of people sleeping already. There was no room for them, so Mary and Joseph stayed in a stable. This is where the animals slept. It's like a barn. Mary and Joseph settled into an old stable, thankful for a place to rest. That night, when all was still and quiet, Mary had her baby. God's wonderful gift had come to the world. The little baby that would change the world had finally arrived. Mary swaddled him in cloths so she would keep him warm. Joseph and Mary filled the animal's feeding trough with soft hay and laid the baby in a manger. Joseph and Mary named the boy Jesus. He is Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. The precious gift that God promised to rescue us from sin was with us. He did not come as a mighty king in a castle or a strong warrior with a fierce sword, but as a humble, helpless baby. God had kept his promise. He sent Jesus. The world would soon find out about Jesus. God had a wonderful plan for him that involves you and me too. God knew we needed someone to rescue us. Remember, we were all born with the strong desire to disobey God. Jesus was going to make a way for all of us to be close to God again. Jesus would grow up and die for your sins and my sins. He was put on a cross and buried in a dark tomb, but 3 days later he rose again. When he rose again, Jesus told the world that sin and death would win no more. He was going to change our hearts to want to follow God. We can have a new, clean heart that loves God and wants to obey him. In Jesus, you can be close to God and live forever with him in heaven. A long time before Jesus came, Isaiah said, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah 9:6. Perfect Son of God, welcome to our world. Discussion. Number 1. What was the name of the baby who was born? Number 2. What was this baby going to do? And number 3. Who else is God's child? And now our prayer. Dear God, thank you for your Son. Thank you that you had a plan long ago that came true in Jesus. Thank you that he saves me from my sin and makes a way for me to be close to you again. I love you. Amen.